August 12th at 4 p.m., 4:01 actually. This meeting is being recorded. Would everybody please stand and pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Here.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Okay, were there any public comments received by phone, mail, or email that anybody knows of?
I believe there's an email. It's Chief's office. I'll grab it real quick.
I'm still standing.
Move down to the board minutes of 7/8/2026. Any review or discussion on the minutes?
Yep.
Okay, looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Move down to financials. Banking. Has the Secretary Treasurer reviewed the banking reconciliations?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. Monthly financial report. Any review or discussion on the monthly financials?
Nope. Oh, okay. My questions were answered.
Okay. Nobody else has any questions? All right. I'm looking for a motion to approve.
I make a motion.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, moving down to new business. Item number one, Oregon Coast Bank authorization letter. So everybody had a chance to look at that, review, and understand? Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Looking for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, I'm moving down to item number two, resolution 2026-09 to appropriate donated funds. Has everybody had a chance to review the resolution?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion on it? All right, looking for a motion to approve.
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item number three, resolution 2026-10, surplus apparatus. I know, has everybody had a chance to review that and read that?
Yep.
The only question I had on here, it said in the resolution is setting a minimum selling price. Does Cody or Dave have any input on that? Because it's blank.
So that would be where you guys have to figure out what price you want to sell it at. So we have a minimum price to go through to follow our policy.
Okay, so do we have any information on what it's worth or what you think it's worth?
The 2007 Dodge.
It says $10,000, current market value.
The 2007.
Can't hear you.
Is, unfortunately, I don't have my notes with me. I had that too. Give me one second, Tim.
Is it here?
Is it right here?
No, I meant the track. Is it here?
What that's saying is that the property is valued at over more than $10,000. So, or that's why the resolution needs to be done because of the.
Cody, if we just put a minimum $10,000 on there, would that, and then if we sold it for more, would that cover us?
It's good. I mean, as long as that's what you guys are willing to take, I think it was about $15,000 is what we were kind of seeing prices for.
For the Dodge?
Okay, so your suggestion to us that we put a minimum of $15,000 and you're going to try to sell for more? Or?
I would like it if you guys, a minimum of $10,000, and we'll obviously try to get as much as we can out of it. That way, if it comes back and someone offers us, you know, $14,000, we don't have to come back to you guys.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That answers that question. So any further discussion on that? Okay. Look for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxnall?
Yes.
Tim Beattie?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, moving down to item number four, resolution 2026-11, surplus apparatus. And this would be the Type 6 2003 Ford truck.
That's the 6-0.
Correct. So, Cody, are you thinking we want to do the same thing on that? Because I have the same question on that one. A minimum of 10 if we sell it for 20 or 30 or whatever you get for it? It should be covered under the resolution, correct?
I would like you guys to do that, but
you're not coming through, Cody.
Did he say 25?
Shut his beer down in your hand.
Better five.
Did you want me to write it in there? Or you?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
All right, I got you on speakerphone.
All right. Sorry, I have great service out here in this field.
Yeah.
My suggestion would be to set a minimum price of $25,000. I think it's probably worth $30,000 to $40,000, but $25,000 at least gets us covered with the prices that we put into it. So maybe even $30,000 for a minimum price would probably be better.
A minimum price of 25?
30.
30, you just said. 30,000.
Okay. Just because we set a minimum doesn't mean that you think you can get at least 30,000 out of that one, you're saying?
So I've had Brindley Mountain saying anywhere from 30 to 50.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
We want that one gone.
So, well, does everybody agree to put 30 on there then?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I also move?
Okay.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Nancy Oxnold?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Now we're moving down to item number five, review policy 1.11, information security. Has everybody had a chance to read that, through that policy? I did, usually he highlights the stuff that he's changed, and I did not see that in there.
It's a new policy completely?
No, it's not a new policy. It's a policy that we've had. We passed it over to Fast Tech because it had a lot to do with the computer programming systems. And so I think that they're the ones that kind of like took out Gen X's name and put in Fast Tech. So unfortunately, I don't think that they were aware of kind of how we do the red and the green on there, just so you can see the changes. Most of it from what I saw was just maybe the program type and then changing it from Gen X's to Fast Tech is what I saw.
That's it.
You're happy with it?
Yeah, I think the only other thing that was added here was Appendix A on the page 8, number 11, under telephone equipment conditions of use, it was added to the very last bullet point there under 11, utilize district voice equipment to access 900 call lines or any pay-to-view numbers or websites. That was definitely one that was added in there that was not previously in there. But everything
else. Is somebody
else,
using those numbers?
I think if Fast Tech had an experience at a different company where that had happened,
okay.
So they thought it would be a good thing just as a safeguard to throw that in since we're already updating the policy.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Okay, looking for a motion to approve.
I'll so move.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxnold?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, I didn't see a local union report, right? Or do you guys have anything you want to say or anything? No?
No, we got two new members out in the stack because two others had left, but there's nothing. Actually, I just remembered, we did re-up our $2,000 per year scholarship that we do for the Lincoln City Community Youth Sports Scholarship.
Oh, cool.
Stuff. So it's like our seventh or eighth year supporting them, so I just gave them that check about 2 weeks ago. So, but as of now.
Great.
Did you want to say, are you guys associated with September 11th? The walk they want to do again, stair climb?
I have not heard anything yet, but
okay.
I was not the one who put that together specifically last
okay.
year, but I know Simeon was rather involved in that process, and I will get in contact with him.
Okay.
Because
right. They sent me a text.
Okay.
And right. I told them to make sure they did it right this year, like after report, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Committee and staff reports. Has everybody had a chance to review the committee and staff reports?
Yep.
Does anybody have any questions?
No, but I went down to the Monday night drill again with the apparatus there where the firemen had to go into the trailer that was on fire and they put a body in there. And so it was a pretty heavy body this time. Was it like 200 pounds?
One of my training dummies, they're 165 pounds.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. They did a lot of great evolutions through that
mm-hmm.
through that unit, and search and rescue was definitely one of the evolutions that they had. So, yeah, our last evolution through there was the night of the structure fire up
mm-hmm.
here. And so everybody was already geared up and ready to go. And
that was great.
Yep. 200 apparatus and left. But yeah, it's a great training opportunity.
Good. All right, let's move down to Chief Dahlman's report. Has everybody had a chance to review Chief Dahlman's report? Does anybody have any questions or discussion on it? Okay. Let's go down to upcoming district board member activities. August 17th is safety meeting at 5 p.m. here at Station 1600. And does anybody have anything good for the good to the order? Any public comments for non-agenda items?
No, but I think this email was very good. And yeah, did y'all see it? About the fire on the hill. One of the residents is commenting, he wanted to commend your department, especially the first in E14. He really appreciated the efforts to protect the homes. As a former firefighter in Southern Oregon, I know how confusing and challenging a first unit the initial assessments can be, especially when it's getting dark. Your department excelled in that regard. I had the opportunity to connect with E14 crew at the grocery store a couple days afterwards. What a great crew. Just another day on the job for them, but so important to me and my neighbors. Thank you again for your professionally trained and qualified department. That's a great one. Good job, guy. Doesn't matter. You would have done a good job if you were.
I would have done well if I was there.
Yes.
Look, if nobody has anything else, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I was just going to ask a question here. The city wants to put up a new pole for siren.
Correct.
S16, where is that going to be?
It's in the back corner. It'd be on the
southeast side.
Yeah. So are you familiar with where my fenced in area is right there in the Connex boxes?
Okay.
We're going to place a new pole basically in that location.
Very good.
There's going to be some upgrades probably to electricity and whatnot in anticipation of another Connex box that's going to be placed. So.
And they're paying for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Just a question about that pole and the siren. Does it happen to be connected to the backup generator system for the station on the off chance that power goes out prior to the tsunami or something like that showing up?
I'm not sure how the electricity is run down there, but it's a good question.
Undergrounded, I assume.
It's undergrounded, yeah, but I'm not sure if it's tied in with the circuitry or not. It probably is because it's a whole station generator, but right now the generator is out of commission down there, so we have no generator right now.
Yeah, I know we're talking eventually of upgrading that station. If it's not connected, it might be something
to look at.
So the city bought two sirens, is that, you know?
I think they bought three.
Three?
I'm not 100% certain on that, but.
D River, down in Taft, and I think Rhodes End, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
makes sense.
Okay, anything else? Looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxnall?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
You
that was good.
Didn't beat.